Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm young, I'm handsome, I'm fast, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Hey, I want to dedicate this song to my friend Paul Walker. Up in the studio last night, writing for myself, I decided to write a song for you. Peace, brother.
Every time I think about you, all I see is your smile and your bright blue eyes. Thanks for the time and the smiles you shared with me. How you equally respected my art and taught to me, a young father just learning what it takes to be a man. Sharing time with your daughter, you had a plan to drive in the wind, surf on the seas, realizing the love for a woman who becomes a mother exists in the street. How can this be? You were set free from your worries, now you are gone in the breeze, gone in the trees. I thought we had another day to smile, laugh in the wind. How can it end? Grateful to meet you, may we meet again, Paul, my friend.
Yo, it's J.K.L. You listening to the hottest radio station playing independent artists like myself, man. Lawless. It's Lawless Radio, baby. So keep it locked. Don't touch that dial. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Much love.
Hey, that's what it is. What's the business? What's the business? What's the business?
You already know who it is, baby. It's the Chandler and the Queen Lawless Radio Zone Live, baby. Grit Grind Wednesday. Then you ready to do what it is we do, and that is support your local come-up. Underground, unsigned, independent music, baby. Hey, man, I got to thank the Chocolate Jock for Hot Power 92 in Chicago, man. That's my man, man. He shot me over that joint from RZA, man, that was dedicated to Paul Walker, man. Ooh. Gotta say, rest in peace, man. You know, it's tragic ending to a holiday, man, you know, but I mean, that's something that we all do understand. We are not guaranteed, you know, these days. We're not guaranteed these days, so we got to live each day like it's the last, man. We got to put in the best of ourselves in each one of these days, man. So when people looking at your pages and stuff, man, I haven't saw anything bad posted about them and stuff, man. And usually, you know, that's unlikely. You know, usually somebody finna come out of somewhere and, oh, he stiffed me on a tip. Oh, he once forced me to have sex. Oh, he hit me in my mouth one day when I wasn't looking. You know, I haven't read any of that, you know, and, you know, I say on a regular basis when I'm
leaving. The silliest thing I've read is, you know, him, you know, girls saying he's cute. He was cute. He was fine and stuff. And, you know, like,
hey.
I mean, you know, it was like young girls and was like older women, too, saying the same thing, you know. But, I mean, I don't think this is the time, to talk about how fine he was. Talk about the humanitarian that he was. Talk about the person that the giving person that he was. You know, the people didn't know or the charity, you know, that he had.
Right, but Queen,
and that he was on his way to.
Let me tell you, one of the hardest things I dealt with when my brother passed was basically how much he got thrown at him after he was deceased. You know, people that came to the funeral like, man, your brother was fine. Ooh, like, huh? Hold on now. Wait a minute. You know, and that's the first time you need a good laugh. And that was the time, and I'm not going to lie, it got me through the rest of the funeral, man. It's like, dude, are you telling me that if you was to sit up in that thing right now, you can hear everything in this funeral? I'm not understanding. It was real weird, man. But, hey, y'all, I told y'all, man, I'm finna be surrounded by beauty. I got the gorgeous queen with me, as always. But I done upped it. I got the gorgeous ladies of Sparta. Y'all know, man, y'all been reading the Facebook, man, so y'all seen what's been going on. And I know y'all had all these questions about fourth quarter. We finna try to answer a lot of them. I got Stephanie, I got Raquel. Let me see who else do I got out there? Let's see who else I got out there. Here we go. I got a 305-479. Who I got on the line?
Tahira Talaferro.
Yeah. There we go. I have rounded it out, y'all. Look at here. I'm finna sit back and I'm finna go Big Willie on y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't surrounded by this much beauty. So I'm finna sit back. I'm finna ego trip. I'm finna laugh at y'all and say, hi, y'all ain't the chairman. Hey, ladies, how are y'all doing tonight? How's everything going with y'all?
I'm doing well. I'm doing pretty good. Who else is on the line?
Raquel, Stephanie.
All right. We're all here. Awesome.
How about everybody introduce themselves? How about everybody
introduce
yourselves. Tell us who you are. And tell us your character.
Sure. my name is Tahira Talaferro, and I play Carrie Lewis, and she's a character within the fourth quarter TV show. Next hit show coming out.
There you go. Hey, next up, who I got next up?
Who else we got?
I'll jump in here.
This is Raquel John, and I play Cheyenne. I'm the daughter of Lance and Destiny, and I am an aspiring actress. That's my character. She wants to be an actress when she grows older. So in high school, you know, she's a part of the drama club and all that good stuff. So Yep, I'm looking forward to the fourth quarter. I'm very excited to be a part of this amazing cast. Everyone is so amazing. It's just great energy. I'm so excited.
Hey, that is the business. Stephanie, last but not least.
Thank you. And I am Stephanie Stevens, and I play Monica Tate. I am the supportive and understanding wife of Coach Brad Tate. And he worked his way up through the ranks and playing football and then became the new coach. So we will see how this all plays out. But it's an incredible energy with the cast. So I'm really excited. This is going to be epic.
It is.
Yes.
It truly is.
Definitely. Well, let me give you a little background on my character, Carrie Lewis. She's actually a waitress who her aspiration is to own her own dance studio. And she runs into Dallas, who is like the new quarterback of the show, and they just bring him in. And so, and they actually went to college together, so they're old friends, and they get a chance to reconnect. And we see what happens from there.
Uh-oh. He done hit the come on, baby. Now he finna get the girl. That's what I'm talking about. My man, Dallas. hey, but no, kidding aside, when we talking about this energy, you know, honestly, first off, I want to take my hat off to y'all. Being in the reading and everything and listening to y'all, I mean, it's like, wow, you know, and then the photo shoot, just the energy, you know, it's bad to say, and I know I'm surrounded by women right now, so I don't want nobody reaching through the phone doing nothing to me. But usually when you have so many women working together, you see them looks, you know, them looks, and I mean, I'm standing back and I'm soaking it in because, you know, you want to, first off, you know, feel the vibe for the environment that you're in, you know, so step back. And when I'm stepping back, I'm not seeing this. It is so interactive. Everybody is having fun. It's like people have been playing in the sandbox all their life, you know, let's have fun. This is what we're doing. And I think that's something that I love the most out of watching the women. And I think, and I watch women. I'm sorry. I was raised by two women and you know, you learn to watch, you know, and to feel and to feed off women, you know, and it's like, you know, okay, if these women start acting crazy, I don't think I can be a part of this project because I don't like having no negativity around me. And I'm watching,
yeah.
And it's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite.
Yep.
Stephanie, coming into the project, what was your expectation in coming into the project?
Well, I'd worked with a lot of the actors before, and I'd worked with the team, and so I knew there was going to be a great energy because it's always been a positive experience. And it's amazing. I have to say the same thing at the table read. It's just positive energy. It just felt like an instant family. And I have to say at the photo shoot, there's a lot of hotness in that room.
Definitely.
Y'all better stop flirting with me on live radio. you see that queen, they making me shame.
I hear it. Sounds like an admission to me.
You shut your mouth.
Hey,
you saw the photo.
Lawless
you
radio,
saw the photo.
So you know you can be as lawless as you want to. You can admit anything you want to. Who you have
a question? I'm going to admit. I plead the fifth. The 1, 2, 3, 4 fifth. I ain't see nobody. I wasn't looking at nobody. I was just trying to take my pictures. That is my statement, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
But there was a whole lot of hotness in that room. Y'all might see you.
Wow. I couldn't be a part of the hotness. I wish I could have been there. I'm like the only not hot one in the room. I'm unhot right now.
One thing we can say.
I'm around you guys.
Once the show airs, you'll get a chance to experience all of the hotness. It'll just exude from the television, and you'll have a chance to experience it.
There you go.
Okay, and I can get my hot back. All right. That's what's up.
But you know what? They don't even have to wait for the show. We have an event coming up December 14th where you would get a chance to mingle. You would get the chance to be all starstruck. Like, ah, there they go. The 714, man, I want to see y'all in the building. This is what we doing around here. Okay. Hey,
yes.
I want to,
yes.
Let me see. Let me throw this one. Let me throw this one at oh, sorry about that, back at y'all. I'm multitasking. You know, I read all of this feedback and all of that stuff I get from the listeners and everything. So I was caught up in a moment there. You know, y'all got guys flirting, talking about they looking at the picture right now. They want to know which one is which on the picture I posted.
Oh, wow. Why did I not know that was coming?
Hey, Queen, I didn't start it. I didn't say nothing. I'm just minding my own business here reading Facebook.
I just knew it was coming. I saw it coming.
Hey, if y'all want to meet, if y'all want to see who is who,
mm-hmm.
y'all simply, December 14th, December 14th
yep,
will be the first chance y'all get the opportunity. 8 p.m., meet and greet. As a matter of fact, y'all seen I posted. I'm interested in paying some people way in. Make sure y'all follow at Lawless Radio, at Lawless ENT, and I'm going to let y'all know how we're going to pay y'all way in. And now everybody talking about please pay my way in, man. I ain't hit the lotto yet, y'all. We slow on these funds around here. These dividends ain't right. So calm yourselves down. But it'll be at the new 480 Studios, man. That is 4401 Commerce Circle. That's in Atlanta, GA. Matter of fact, you can go to the Lawless Radio page. You can go to the event page as well. I have it on mine. I definitely want to see. I blast it out, and I want to see a lot of people there, man. Want to make this event pop. Raquel, let me throw this one at
what?
You.
Can I say one thing about the event?
Yes.
Okay. One of the things I just wanted to mention about the event is that also anyone who's looking to be a part of the show or any aspiring actors out there who may want to, you know, submit their resumes or their headshots or anyone out there who's interested, bring that with you as well, because with casting future episodes, we are going to be casting. I'm also, to let you know, I'm also associate producer on this show.
Okay.
I just want to put that out there that we will be looking and casting for future episodes. So all of the actors out there, please come on in and bring your resumes, headshots, and we'll have a place for you where you can submit that and bring that in. So come on.
That's what I'm talking about right there. And y'all know the chairman, man, I am all about lending my assistance. So I'm going to be right there checking out the headshots to make sure that we stay hot in the building. Dudes, y'all can give y'all pictures to somebody else. I don't care what you look like. Y'all can give you pictures of whoever. I'm going to be taking ladies' pictures at the door. Phone numbers, Facebook. Shh. Y'all know my wife might be listening. Y'all better tell me to quit being so loud. She might be listening. Eavesdropping. Trying to hate a racing on me. But now, in doing the show, you know, going into something like this that's so new and grabbing a buzz the way it's grabbed, I'm going to throw this at Raquel. Is there a sense of nervousness or do you feel that you know, you've got to come a certain way since you built up, you know, this and, you know, I said anxiousness. For this product, how do you approach that? Is there a sense of nervousness, or how do you mentally get yourself set up for something like that?
Well, for the table, when I first went to the table reading, I was a little bit nervous, but it felt so warm and it felt like a family, and it kind of went away. And you know, acting is about not only, you know, being able to portray that character or live through that character, but it's also about having fun. This is what we do as a career. This is our career choice. So I saw the fun, you know, in being a part of this project. It brought back the fun for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I do get those projects where I get a little nervous, but I didn't even, after reading with everyone, it went away, and I felt the warmness from everybody. It was just, it felt so good. Like, I'm telling you, I've never felt this way before, like, going into a project. Like, it felt, like, really good. Everyone was just amazing. And so
it's going to get better and better. as time go on. As you do this, it's going to get better and better to the point where people are going to be kissing your ass. You know, you're sitting in different places. So, you know, get used to it and, you know, you better have that thick skin.
Right. And that right there is something that you keep hearing through all the communications. You know, for I know all my listeners know I'm involved with the show myself. I'm Coach Rose, so I'm in. You know, I get a lot of the communications, but a lot of the communications, you know, that are going back and forth, you know, that is mentioned so much. You know, the chemistry. You know, the good vibes, you know, the energy and everything. You know, like I throw this one at you, Tyara. As being one of the producers on the show, you know, how do you cast a group, you know, to create, you know, this type of energy? Is there a recipe to it, or was this God's good graces?
Everyone was strategically cast and placed there based on, you know, their talent, their personalities, what they could bring to the table, who they are. It took thought and time with each person who auditioned, and even for me, when I auditioned, my audition was, this is here's the interesting part, because I worked on another project, Greed, with the same production company, 480 Films. And I went on an audition for something else, completely different. And Tavares Wilson was at one of the people on the panel at the audition for the casting. And when I auditioned, he later reached out to me, saw me audition for something else, and was like, I saw your audition, and you would be great in this project that I'm working on right now. And and that's how I was brought in on this project from that, and it was great. And so each person was placed there strategically because of a perfect chemistry that Tavares had a vision for, and he saw it, and he just went with it.
There you go. I am digging that. Hey, ladies, I want y'all to stay right here. I'm going to get a song in, but I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk to y'all. Y'all listen to Lawless Radio, Grit Ground with the Chairman and the Queen. We have the ladies of Sparta. If you haven't yet, go over and like the page, man. You can get everything on the Lawless Radio page, the Twitter, and all of this. But I definitely want to see people hitting up that invite, my ATALians. You know, y'all come on out and support. You know, this is what it's all about. When we do good things and we get good people to support us and get behind our product, nothing else left but success, y'all.
Yeah, this your boy Piano Man reppin' Law. Let's entertainment. Y'all ain't gonna like me for this one. Get your game up for you, Dr. Lawless. Get your game up, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, playtime's over, boy. Lawless, get it.
Say you got game,
if you got game,
then keep it high.
Say you got swag,
if you got swag,
then keep it high.
Before you step up,
get your weight up, keep it high.
What you rappin', throw the mel up in the sky.
Game up, get your weight up, get your swag up, put your hands up.
Niggas in war like planes and chains, same old bust to the brain.
Get your game up, get your weight up, get your swag up.
Ain't too many can hang with us. Real talk, y'all don't sing to us. Label us Lawless, ATLAGCA. But a law will never take a lie. If you know me, I'm taking a dime, taking a sip and taking a drive. Kinda like a DUI, but it's not your influence I'm driving under. I see you trying, but my game is mine like SS numbers. Hey, I got swag law, that goes identity stuff. I look around and it seems there's no identity left. My ears are hurting, my vision blurry, eyes are red. Like I'm a witness to a long game of Simon Says. Now look, America, your job is not a fine assignment. And here's the hint, he's a half-plank, half-rhyming. Think he's a heavyweight, and that he rules the nation. I say he's out of shape, and his news hallucinating. These hits I'm used to making, they may be new to you. My game be booted up, more than your computer do.
Say you got game,
if you got game,
then keep it high.
Say you got swag,
if you got swag,
then keep it high. Before you step up,
get your weight up, keep it high.
Now what you rapping, throw the mel up in the sky.
Get
you
up high.
same old, same old, but I'm still the grind. Get your game up, get your weight up, get your swag up, let the bells up. Like same old, same old, well to the
turn your game on high, like you turning up a thermostat.
Yeah, I keep it hot, and you asking what a firm is that.
Dog, I'm 98.6, funny, your concern is that.
All his thoughts are hot, it's no wonder he don't burn his ass.
Game time combined, all y'all powers. I spit fire if I ate Mario flowers. Green mushroom, get a life for instead, son. Take my advice and grow up with the red one. Dog, I'm one up, and I don't need five flowers. Cause I'm invincible like yellow star power. Yellow is the color of all y'all cowards. I'm too sweet, but I'm keeping all y'all sour. I got my game face, I'm at the coin toss. You can't beat us, might as well join lawless. In addition to your agony of defeat, take the agony of my lyrics with the agony of the beat.
Say you got game,
if you got game,
then keep it high. Say you got swag,
if you got swag,
then keep it high. Before you step up,
get your weight up, keep it high. Now what you reckon, throw the mirrors in the sky.
Get your weight up,
high,
get your swag up,
high,
get your ass up.
Niggas in the world like friends and chains.
Same old, but to the brain.
Get your game up,
high, get your weight up,
high,
get your swag up,
high,
get your ass up.
Niggas in the world like friends and chains.
Same old, but to the brain.
This is the ladies exclusive, Jay Rush. This is what we make the ladies say when they get out of our bed. My prisoners mix ain't shit. We're talking
to a song, but what did you expect out of me? My name in the phone, OMG, oh my God.
God. 2K10.
Let me know, I got what you need, yo. It ain't up in this trench coat, I got a lot of seats, yo. Throwing C-notes, seeing dead people. I am never scared, never scared, that's my C-go. Everyone's a weatherman, they say they make it rain. Dollars on the floor, but yet still I see no change. So that's what I'ma make, I'm a my Obama. Shout out to my haters, that's that word to your mama. Hey girl, I know you think I'm all about the play, girl. But if you let me, I can let you have your way, girl. Okay girl, oops, I forgot to get your name, girl. I got a swagger that'll make you wanna change, yeah. Everything about you, including your last name. The mother fella's messing up your hair with all the rain. Lonely at the top, so baby, join me on the train. The face of spade and you can get loose. I'm your king of hearts, you'll be my queen of diamonds, yeah. As long as I'm around, baby girl, we gon' be shining. Hey girl, I know you're doubting everything I say, girl. Probably thinking that I'm running games, girl.
Running
I don't
game.
Play, girl. Oops, I forgot to get your name, girl. See, I got a swagger that'll make you wanna roll. Hop up in my whip, just say the word and we can go. It's only at the top, so girl, I really need to know.
Yo, what up? This your boy Nevermore, Crucial Conflict. You know what I'm saying? Lawless Radio all day, every day. You play it, you hear it, you did. What's up, you listening to Kilo P. Greedy and Lawless Radio, Crucial Conflict Church.
Church! My man got to get his Don Juan on. Hey, y'all, I just posted the flyer on the page, man. Y'all make sure that y'all have y'all face in the place. Y'all tune in, man. Emo Slim tonight. Lawless Radio After Dark, man. Doing what it is we do, man. Catch your man Buck tomorrow night, same time, doing the same back thing. Got some announcements as far as Lawless Radio and some changes that we're making. I'll be making them announcements for y'all next week, man. Y'all following us, man. Y'all will get a chance to read them before I go live next week, man. But y'all know each year it's about boosting up the product, man. And that's what we're doing, boosting the product. All right, so y'all going to get a chance. I know right now people have checked and they said, hey, it's not going to the website. I know. I don't have it going to the website right now. Again, got some changes. I want to thank y'all, man, for these 5 years, man. This has been something. It is not to brag, but we have watched a number of people that started that thought it was as simple as getting some music and playing music, you know, and you know, to have the radio station going. But with y'all support, man, all of the different events and stuff that we're part of, y'all come out and y'all support that as we do y'all, man. We have been successful for these 5 years, man. I'm looking forward to another 5, 10, 15, 20. But tonight, it is all about the ladies of fourth quarter, man. We got three taking over the first hour. We got another three taking over the next hour. I am in good company. I am surrounded. I told y'all, man, I'm over here tripping, man. I'm tagging people saying, nah, 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 nah. Hey, hey, y'all. Hey, question, Stephanie. As far as the show goes, what can you tell people right now for those who not following you, not following anybody from the show, anybody that's not following us, not familiar with the show, what can you tell the listeners right now to get them to come over and support the product?
I think the show is like anything you've ever seen before. The fourth quarter is an epic performance of some of Atlanta's most talented actors throwing down some incredible scripts and plays on and off the field. You've got the whole ecosystem. You've got the owners and the coaches and the players and their girlfriends, wives, families. You're just going to see this intertwined story. It's going to be really powerful.
I can feel that. And from everything that I've gathered, listeners, hey, if that is the selling point, that is a very valid selling point. I'm going to throw this one out to Raquel. As far as shows out there right now, what do you see as, I wouldn't say being a comparison, but for somebody out there who's like a diehard on a show out there right now, you know, what show do you think this could actually, you know, be compared to, you know, story-wise, you know, and you know, just all-around feel of the show? Or is there one?
I don't think there is one, you know, but I see it on that level of professional and the acting talent-wise up there, like on a show that you would find on, you know, ABC, those main, or Fox, you know, one of those main channel shows.
Oh, wow.
It has that... Is that strong? You know what I'm saying? Is that much the drama? The it'll keep on your toes. You know, it's a little twist and turn, some unexpected things that you wouldn't even expect from different characters, and it's really, the storyline is really good. So I see it's different. You know, so definitely up there on one of those shows on like ABC or Fox for me. That's my opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I see it. I'm not, you know, not to give away any of the show, but honestly, when you say what it is you said, and what Stephanie said, I mean, honestly, you know, in reading, because I read the script a few times, you know, before we did the table, and it's like, wow, you know, and you know, I'm, you know, forgive me, y'all. I am not the seasoned professionals that you ladies are. You know, I'm blessed to be a part of it. I'm just grateful. I was selected to be a part of it. But as I'm reading, you know, for me and being an artist, you know, I'm a one take hitter. You know, I like to one take it. So you know, I'm reading through to understand the interaction of the people. You know, you want to mm-hmm. look at that, you know, in the stories. I'm going to throw this one to Tiara. As far as this show, I'm looking at the script, and this script goes in so many different directions, and it's like, you know, so many shows combined in one. You know, usually when you watch a TV show, you know, there's always, you know, this center, and everybody is attached to it. This one person, you know, is basically, you know, the untouchable. But if they die or leave the show is over with. This show has so many working parts. Was this a part of the design, or was this something that was set out to do, or did it just end up being like that?
This particular show is what makes it so different. Is that it's not like any other sports show that you've seen or any other sports drama that you've seen before. It's the reality of football. This is something that is geared towards that men are going to enjoy to watch, women are going to enjoy to watch. It's a real sport. If you remember the film Any Given Sunday,
mm-hmm.
how you saw that real energy that of the NFL and the behind-the-scenes and the locker room stuff, this is what you're going to get. The things that really go on with the players, that really goes on with the owners, what really happens with the agents. And this is something that's really going in true. And we've, you know, we've had real NFL consultants and NFL, you know, players and consultants that we consulted with in creating this show. So it we go there, and then the drama is there, obviously, because there's the
right.
drama in people's lives. So the drama
right.
is going to be there, and it's dynamic. It's so different because each person and each person has their own individual drama or thing that's going on in their life, according to the player with their woman, or, you know, mm-hmm. with certain players, and how, you know, some players are just, you know, very promiscuous, and some players. You know, oh, yes, sir. I'm at, you know what? I'm at the airport right now. You know, I must love y'all because I'm at the airport going through security and talking to y'all at the same dang time.
That's
this
what
must
I'm
be
saying.
Love.
That's what I'm saying, baby. That's called commitment. That's what that's called. That's
yeah.
called commitment. It's a part of the brand. That's it right
Absolutely.
There.
Well, I have
that's
a question
it.
About the movie. I wanted to know, is it drama, or is it drama suspense, or is it just basically drama?
We're calling it like a sports drama because it's definitely, you know, like it will be suspenseful at times because it's going to keep you on edge. And a lot of,
right.
with reading the script, you have like those open endings and you're like, okay, well, what's going to happen next? When I read the script,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't put it down. And it just
mm-hmm.
had me wanting to read more. And I was like, okay, well, what's going to happen with this one? And so you wait till they get back to that story just so you can see what's going to happen next. And I
right.
fell in love with the script. This to me is just, it's what's needed. It's what television needs. Because one of the things I always say is that people desire truth. People seek truth. They want what's real and what's truth. You can't deny that. And when you bring it, it's something that captivates people. It brings them in, and that's something that people want. But when you
right.
water down stuff, it's never really that successful. And that's
right.
something that you've seen with previous sports shows. They don't last. A lot of times
right.
they've been watered down. So.
Right. And right. I think you'll probably hear me ask that question, you know, a ton of times. Because, you know, for it to get to where it is, it's like was this their plan? Somebody sat down and said, hey, we want to make a show, you know, that is a real good, feel-good show, you know, I mean, for the guys. I mean, so many guys don't get into, like, a scandal and stuff. You know, that's women are stuck there. You get a few guys who probably check it out. You know, hey, I won't lie, y'all, I check it out. Yeah, I do. I check it out. But I'm not like that on it, you know. For me, you know, I'm more of a SVU, you know, something, you know, to get you, you know, like, man, trying to figure stuff out. And that was one of the things I saw in this, you know, for the people that are like me, you know, I'm not, you know, that, hey, let me watch it. I'm looking for something close to reality TV, you know. It's something to, like, you know, try to figure out a puzzle because, again, you know, there are so many stories within it, you know, and that's what grabbed me. So my question is, did somebody sit down and say, hey, I need a million ideas from everybody. We need a way to get men and women sitting in front of the TV together enjoying a TV show. What's the best ideas y'all got? You know, or was it written and just the genius of writing taught us into being?
No, to be honest with you, Tavares was the mastermind in creating the whole show. This is actually an idea. I don't know if he wants me to share this or not, but I'm going to share it. this is an idea that he had, that he created when he was in high school. And, you know, and he wrote the script in high school, and then it evolved. And he got to college, and he went, you know, he would look at the script again, and then it would evolve. You know, and it went from being high school players to being college players to being NFL players. So, you know, for him, each time he would go and look at the script, it would evolve. And then, you know, of course, with each writer, you pull from your own individual life, and you pull from, you know, the things that you see and the things you experience. And, of course, you know, with the things that people tell you. So he's an amazing writer. And he has when he has a vision, he just goes to it, and he's able to just write it out. And, you know, it's amazing how you can utilize that gift.
Hey, my hat off, you know, I told him, you know, a few times that he was like some type of, you know, guru and stuff, and he just looked at me with that, oh, man, nah, folk, I'm just, you know what I'm saying, folk, you know what I'm saying, he gets that look, what I mean, hey. Yes, he is, and I know he's going to laugh when he check out the replay. Hey, yes, bro, I'm gonna be playing you in a role, so I'm getting you down packed. So tell me, don't I got it down? No, folks. Hey, y'all, let me see who we got calling in. We got a 678-237 calling in. Who we got on the line?
Hey, this is Kay.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just chilling. Calling in support of the cast of the fourth quarter show, and I have a question for anyone who can pretty much answer this question. My question is, just looking at the script itself and looking at the cast, it reminds me a lot of the TV show The Game. I just want to ask, what is it that will set you guys apart from that TV show that you may want to share with some of the people who are not really following
you? Going through.
Anybody can answer that one.
I think you might have lost them.
No, I hope I didn't lose them. No, y'all still.
Hello?
Hey, any of you
ladies.
Okay.
That was
back. Y'all don't get mad at me. We're at the mercy of technology. Can anybody answer that? What about this show that would set you apart from a show like The Game? Because, you know, people are so quick to put things in a category. You know, and to make comparison, what can you say to distance yourself from that show?
Well, what separates our show from The Game is, you know, basically what I stated previously was that we bring truth to it. There's a lot of truth to it, a lot of reality to it that really goes on in the NFL. And if you're not familiar with the NFL, if you're not familiar with the truth of it, then watching The Game would just seem like, okay, well, that's how the NFL is. Well, there's way more to it than that. And because you were seeing Any Given Sunday, that's one of the films that I really can say showed a lot of truth that happened in the NFL, and that's what we're bringing, truth of the NFL, truth of behind the scenes, the locker room, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're bringing it all.
Okay. Hey, there you go. Hey, we finna get ready to wrap up with you ladies. We got our next three calling in. T Tyra, tell them how to support you, your Facebook, your Twitter, any of this that they can support you on.
Yes, you can support me at Tahara on Twitter. Facebook is Tahara Talaferro. Instagram is Actor Tahara. And my name is spelled T-I-H-I-R-A-H. And get at me, you know. Look me up. Check me out on YouTube. Check me out. Just check me out. Hit me up on Facebook.
All right.
Twitter,
there you go.
Instagram, all that good stuff. It was lovely talking with all of you. Thank you so much for the interview, and I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you guys on the 14th.
You know our face is in the place. Hey, Stephanie, hey, tell them how they can support you.
You can find me on Facebook at Stephanie Stevens. And if you see the cover with the red and the bubbles, it's me. Or a black and white photo, you'll find me. But mostly I'm a Facebook girl. So check me out there, and I've got an active page out there as well. And look forward to chatting with everybody.
Hey, there you go. Definitely. Hey, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming on the show, first off. I appreciate it. I know you work here because I'm reading your pages and all of that, and I know y'all are working, so thank y'all for making time, all right?
Thank you, and we'll all be at the event on December 14th.
There you go.
December
14th, it is going down. Raquel, how can they support you?
Well, on Facebook is Raquel John, and I have a blog, and I'm going to start a page on my blog soon for acting, and definitely I will be talking about the fourth quarter on that one and try to get in some acting tips as well on my blog. On my blog is raquel-partsofme.blogspot.com. And it's on my Facebook, too, so if you go to my Facebook, you can link up to everything that I'm on. So, yeah.
There you go. Hey, man. Thank you for tuning in. And for y'all who heard her give away that blog, y'all make sure y'all go. I was going through and I was reading, and I have got to say I really, really appreciated your writing. I enjoyed it. I mean, it wasn't, you know, most people do the blogs, you know, and it's a shoot down, and basically I hate life, or I'm overjoyed with life. And no, this was just carefree, you know, hey, let me talk about this. I mean, we go from a Ferris wheel to tank tops, you know, so I really appreciated reading the blog. Keep it up, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, y'all, we're going to have the next three ladies, but y'all know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this one song, and I got to come back, and y'all know it's Queen Get Kanye Day. So y'all make sure that y'all hear, so y'all can hear the Queen Get Kanye. Lawless Radio, y'all. Great grind.
Yeah, baby.
Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not going to let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy?
Let's go. Father God, I am clay in your hands. Help me to stay that way through all life's demands. Cause they chip and they nag and they pull at me. And every little thing I make up my mind to be. Like I'ma be a daddy who's in the mix. And I'ma be a husband who stays legit. And I pray that I'm an artist who rises above. The road that is wide and filled with self-love. Everything that I see draws me. Though it's only in you that I can truly see. That it's a feast for the eyes, a low blow to purpose. And I'm a little kid at a three-ring circus.
Franklin,
step up to the mic, sir.
Check it out. The paparazzi flashes.
say they think that it's you, but they don't know that who you are is not what you do. True, we get it twisted when we peek at the charts. Yo, before we part from the start, where's your heart?
You a pimp?
Hustler, tell me what's your title? America has no more stars, now we call them idols. You said idols, while we teach prosperity. The first thing to prosper should be inside me. Not because of 22s on the range, but Christ came in range. We said yes, now we change. Not the same, even though I met a fall. Since I got that call, no more saw, now we're all. Yep.
I don't wanna gain the whole world and lose my soul.
Man, I cannot lie. When I first opened the email, read, listened to that song, I was like, wow, this is something. Love it, man. Those are learning lessons, y'all, man. What is the purpose of gaining the world and losing your soul, man? Got to think about that. Think about that very strongly, man. Love that song. Toby Mac, man, keep it up, bro. Do your thing. Hey, man, we supporting our local come up, man. Tonight it is the chairman and the queen. Y'all know what we do. It is that Great Grind Wednesday. I got the next set of ladies getting ready to come to the show, but I want to give the queen a couple of minutes to get in her shot. Queen, did the first lady sit Kanye down finally? Do you think he'll keep his mouth closed now? Where you go, queen? Where you go, queen?
I was actually on another level with Kanye today. I actually had the opportunity of hearing, and let me just stop right there. People, I'm not obsessed with Kanye West. I just hate the Kardashians, and it's no secret. It's out there. Hey, that's what it is for the ladies of fourth quarter. But no, I heard the interview with him and on Ricky Smiley Morning Show, and listening to him this morning just made me like the old Kanye before Kim Kardashian, and I like this Kanye now, simply because of the things that
right.
he said that was so genuine, that was so pure from his heart. This guy,
right.
you know, basically talked about when he lived in China as a child for a year. You know, kids, they hadn't seen people his color. He said they used to rub his arm and stuff, rub them, you know, to see if the black was going to come off. They didn't understand it. So, you know, he felt like a star. you know, then, because he was like the only one. He stood out then. He felt like a star from you know, childhood. And, you know, and by chance, you know, his father bought him this computer that happened to make music. And, you know, that's how his career started, which I've heard that story before. But, you know, talking about Kanye today, you know, at first I thought, you know, maybe a publicity stunt with him and Kim Kardashian, maybe he's trying to get back to Amber Rose. When actuality, you know, I've known for some time, I've heard it quite a few times, that the reason why Amber Rose and Kanye are not together was because of, you know, she saw a text in his phone and all kinds of different things, I guess pictures and so on and so forth. You know how thirsty people do, but we won't go there. But, yeah, I mean, so, yeah, you know, he said, you know, he actually said that she is one of the 10 most beautiful specimens that God has ever created. And for someone to say that about someone and the way he said it with so much conviction, you know, I just kind of, I'm not a softy, but, you know, you just have to have a respect for him because he loves her. Like, you know, he made a comment on the show. He said, y'all got a girlfriend. Y'all not going to get me in trouble. Like, he is really in love with this woman. And, you know, he said, you know, I know people think I've been acting crazy. No, he said, no, I haven't been acting crazy. I'm not crazy by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I know what I'm doing, you know. I'm just telling people, I just want people to know, you know, I'm about world peace. That's what I'm really about. He said that's the one thing he wished that would happen in the world is world peace. You know, he's about that. You know, he knows what it is. He knows how people feel about him. He knows he's in the spotlight. But, you know, at the same token, he just said he just wants people to respect him. You know, respect his music, you know, not looking, you know, for him, you know, anyone to look up to him or anything like that. And then he started talking about Jay-Z and how he called, you know, he called Jay-Z a big brother. And he talked about how Jay-Z, you know, can work a room and, you know, just good things about him. And you know, just hearing that interview just changed my views of him now, because now I'm getting
there
a better understanding. I thought maybe he was just acting out and he's really trying to
there
take attention, you know, courtesy of Chris Jenner. But I realized that he pulled his own strings, and you know, yay, salute Kanye West for pulling your own strings and not being, you know, like Lamar Odom begging to get back into their good graces in public, humiliating himself. So, you know, kudos and shout out to Kanye for being his own man. That's what's
that's
up.
What
that's
quick
crime, baby.
Kanye, you have earned points with the Queen, and it's been a long time you've been trying, and you finally earned points with the Queen. Now, speaking of beautiful, for speaking of beautiful specimens, I'm back at it, y'all.
I have more
ladies. I have three more ladies from the fourth quarter on. That's right, y'all. I'm head rushing over here. I got my head all blown up and stuff, and I'm like, I'm big time in around here, baby. Who you know got this much beauty in the place?
Nobody.
Hey, who y'all? Do I got all my ladies? Do I got all the ladies on? I got
Jewelry.
That's Jules and Talia.
Yes.
You did, honey. The ladies before, they're lovely and beautiful, but you got Talia in here online. And where's my girl Jules at?
Jules Nobles is on the line.
How you doing? If I were any better, I would be a set of twins, basically.
I like that.
I got that copywritten, don't worry. It's copywritten, don't worry.
Is Amber on the line? Where's Amber?
Amber was on the line. She dropped. We're gonna get her back on. Cause I'm greedy. I want all the ladies.
Yes. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard you say that, Chairman. I want all the ladies. At first you said I want all the ladies. Then you said I want all the ladies.
Oh,
so, you know, you
we like
all
a triple.
Like,
L. That's right.
It's
a capital A
is a paper
I put on 7 pounds. I put on 7 pounds. So I mean I'm bigger. There's a whole lot of tea to go around.
All right. No, that's just you putting on for Chi-Town.
That's what it is.
Definitely.
Hey, ladies, let's do this. Let's introduce your characters in yourself to our listening audience. Let's start with Jules. Introduce yourself and your character.
Okay, I'm Jules Nobles. My character is Destiny Stevens. She is the wife of Lance Zeus Stevens and the mother of Cheyenne Stevens, who was on earlier, speaking to your audience.
Okay. Oh, and there we go, y'all. We got Amber back on.
Oh, yay.
All right.
All
right. Delia, introduce yourself and your character.
Well, first of all, can I say thank you to the king and queen of Lawless Radio first? Can I say thank you to all y'all for having us on tonight? And thank you for the listeners and supporters out there, because without you all, we couldn't do this right now. This would not be possible. So thank you for this moment. I am Talia N. Hill. Yes, that is her. I am she. And my character is I play football wife Jennifer Cooper. She is the loving, supportive, beautiful, intelligent wife of starting running back number 34, Peter, a.k.a. Cooper. Team Cooper in the house. Hashtag Team Cooper. That's who my character is. Thank you.
Hey, Amber, you all went up. Introduce yourself and your character.
Amber?
Amber?
Amber alert. She's missing again.
Amber alert.
She's there.
Her name is Kelly Harper, and she basically is the boss's daughter. She basically is the boss on the business side of the team's day-to-day operations. So she wears the pants in the relationships with her team members. And with, you know, everybody in the show.
Okay.
There you go. Now I gotta ask you this one, Amber. I gotta ask you this one. Cameron Diaz character in Any Given Sunday. Have you watched that much to try to get a little bit of that ruthlessness in?
I did. I watched a clip of it the other day on YouTube, but I think a lot of the ruthlessness comes naturally to me, so I'm not really worried about it. I think it's going to be okay.
I love your confidence. That's what's up.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a girl out of my own heart.
Look at you. I bet
she's snatched right now, too, aren't you, darling?
I bet. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, I bet you're snatched right now. I bet you are, darling, aren't you?
I am.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I like
Ain't
that,
nothing.
Though. I really do.
Hey, Jules, I'm going to throw this one out to you.
Sure.
In reading the script, what about this script that just made you say, hey, I gotta go ahead and be down with it, because we know everything's about choices. It makes no difference how good, you know, a project is. The people have, you know, you got a feeling whether or not it's good or bad, you know. What about this just made you say, oh yeah, I'm rocking it?
That's a great question. I was sold when I found out who I've worked with for 80 films before, and they were very professional. First and foremost, I like professionalism, and if I'm going to spend my time with something, I want results, and that's something that I knew I would get with working with them. So salute to 480 Films. And once we got to the table read, and I saw all the other characters that were going to be a part of this story, I knew just the chemistry was unbelievable. The chemistry was unbelievable from moment one. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of like credited on a little thicker, and I thought, wow. And then I went, and then the third layer came in when everybody was just so hyped. Still to this day, to this moment, I'm sure everybody's listening in, but everybody's enthusiasm about the project, as if we had already, you know, landed the spot that we will get on, you know, a nighttime TV spot. We treat it with that type of respect and professionalism, as if, you know, what the end result is already here. So that way, you know, everybody feels like they're not wasting their time. So I was sold on many, many different levels.
Right, and you know what? I said this earlier to Stephanie and Raquel. You know, ladies I had on earlier. One of the things that caught me about it, you know, first off, you know, 480, you know, we go back, so there's a level of respect, you know, that I just have for the group. You know, I mean, it's a strong and it's a driven group, so there was already respect there. But you know, so getting involved with 480. You know, there was no second thoughts or anything about it. But, you know, you work the room and you pretty much just absorb the people. You absorb the people because if you feel like you're going to be in a situation where, you know, there's negativity, you know, and all kind of garbage, you know, in the air, you know, you my man. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for the offer. But I got to chuck the deuces. You know, so I'm sitting back during the photo shoot. And just the energy, you know, and I mean, the way everybody clicked. One person I think that was like clicking all over the room was Talia. Talia, what was it about that energy? I mean, you had so much energy. I mean, she was around and around. I was almost about to say, don't give her no more candy. Y'all better not give her another energy drink. I mean, she was like,
Wow,
what?
But you know what? You know what that is? I'm going to have an honest moment. That is the result of the blessing. That is the result of prayers, of the struggle, of the weight, of the journey, of the process. And you finally get to that opportune moment when you know you have arrived and your time is now, because it's your due season, because you claimed it, you spoke it, you walk in it, and you're receiving it. That's what that is. That's my positive energy, sharing it into the world with this cast, with this group. How dare I keep it all balled up on the inside? Our time is now. Destiny is here. 2014, here we come. So that's why when we have that photo shoot a couple of Sundays back, that's where that energy came from, and that energy was the table read that we're all speaking of. That was a catalyst for, because as soon as we walked into the room, peeled back at that script, and we started reading from the end to the beginning, the chemistry, the unspoken bond, it was all created in that moment. So it's the result, natural. It's no filter. I have no other way to explain it. It's the blessing.
A blessing.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I mean, you absorb off of that emotion.
I second that emotion, I say.
Yeah. I mean, but you can feed off of that. You can feed off of that when you say that, because I mean just being involved with the communications and everything. One thing I want to hurry up and get out there real quick. And matter of fact, I'm gonna ask the question. If you haven't went over in, like, the fourth quarter red carpet event page on Facebook, y'all go over there. Y'all can find it on the Longest Radio page, all my listeners. Y'all make sure y'all are part of this. But now, this is a question. This is a question I'll throw this one out to Jules, because in this event, you know, it's already saw that, you know, there are strong people behind the show. There are strong people in front of the camera. But this event is giving people the opportunity to come and now be a part of it. And, you know, that right there is a rarity. You know, usually, you know, you get something like this, you know, you hold on to it. Oh, I'm Smeagol, I want the precious, you know, the event. For anybody that haven't checked it out yet, y'all go over to the fan page, go over and like the event page. I'm going to blast it out to everybody. But this is going to be at the new 480 Studios, 4401 Commerce Circles. This is the red carpet event, the fourth quarter red carpet event. Now, for you, just a question, for an actor, an actress, coming in right now, seeing the energy level and everything on this, you know, what kind of advice could you give them about, you know, getting involved with it at this event?
To like you said, most of the time you don't get the opportunity to get in on a project after it's been cast and you pretty much have the leading people. So I agree with that. That's definitely an opportunity well worth taking advantage of. So I encourage everybody to go to the site and be there with your best look, because we're going to be killer hot, and you guys got to match our fly, first of all. So, but to answer that question, I would say, and this is what I would have liked for someone to have told me a little bit earlier, and I'm still new, but to take advantage of every opportunity, but to be prepared for that opportunity. Be prepared for that opportunity. Be prepared for that opportunity. So come prepared. That's all I can say. And then you have to do your research and do your homework and dig deep to be prepared.
So that's
the best advice I can – that's simple. I don't need to talk all night. That's it. Just be prepared for that opportunity.
Very good advice. And you know what? I like that. Amber, I'm gonna give you that same. I'm gonna give you that same question, Amber. You know, me coming in and I wanna make a splash. I wanna make an impression. You know, I wanna be a part of this show. You know, what kind of advice can you give me? You know, everybody like a party, but see, this is not a party. Of course, we're celebrating and we're introducing this brand. So there's a difference between going to a party and actually walking into basically what's like an introduction to something big. You know, what can you tell me to calm my butterflies in my stomach right now?
Keep the butterflies out if you're an actor. And bring your business cards if you're in the industry or want to get in the industry, because there's going to be a lot of big people there. But I would also tell you to keep up the excitement and to stay on your toes, because there are big things to come. I know that the owners of 480 Films are very loyal to the people that they have on their team. And she can testify, some of the people that are in this project have been with them for a while. So I feel honored to be a part of it. And I've heard that they are very loyal and that it's true. So. And seen it with my own eyes. So now's a better time than ever.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That is without a doubt. I mean, honestly, you know, it's been said so many times as far as the energy. I'm going to get us a couple of songs in, but I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk to y'all, because I really want to touch on the energy, you know, just what each person does to contribute the high level of excitement it is around this product. Hey, y'all stay right there, all right?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to write this one out, sir. As Dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm going to write this one out like Dear Miss Beautiful. Because I just want to be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you, and make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite, and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you, and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late night. Creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then at night, lay you down, wrap in foil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You.
Be your sun and your moon. I wanna be your
check.
Yes, sir.
Look. Damn, baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever have, baby, that's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the row, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the size of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
wanna hear this story of love. Watch it grow in slow. Don't you wanna hear the drama? Don't you wanna hear the pain? Don't you wanna see the smiling faces? How could they leave your heart unstained? But it's too much, too much, too much for me to bear.
Your girl, my name is Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
Hey, man, that's what it is, man. Y'all listen to Lawless Radio. Great ride with the chairman and the queen, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in later on tonight. Your man, B-Mo Slam, Lawless Radio After Dark, baby. It's going down. Catch your man, Buck, tomorrow night, man. Catch Mel Lawless Saturday night, Lawless Radio After Dark, man. Catch Dr. Buckhalter on Sunday, man. Doing what it is we do, and that is support your local come-up. Y'all got that music y'all trying to submit. Y'all know what to do. Go to www.lawlessradio.com It is that easy. Do not send us any links. I keep telling y'all, I'm not downloading your music. I ain't trying to get my computer chlamydia and none of that stuff there. Y'all follow the format, man. MP3 format preferably. This is what we doing, man. Hey, we talking to the women of Fourth Quarter, man. I want to remind y'all, man, we are paying Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment. We'll be paying some lucky individuals access into the Fourth Quarter Red Carpet event that will be on December 14th, man. Y'all go and like the page on Facebook, man. If y'all don't know how to type in the Fourth Quarter Red Carpet event, just go to the Lawless Radio fan page. Click. The link is there. The flyer is there, man. Any of my people interested, my aspiring actors and actresses, y'all want to try to get involved, make sure you bring your headshots, your resumes. The Red Carpet event starts at 8 p.m. There'll be a meet, greet, and networking event from 9 to 10. We're going to party until we get tired there. General admission is $20. That includes your ticket in and two beverages. We have a VIP. That is $25. This includes your admission, two drinks, and food. Y'all hear that? They're going to feed y'all. Y'all want to find out about the Platinum VIP packages, which I'm not going to tell y'all. Y'all not going to win that. Now, don't nobody say, hey, Jimmy, you say you was paying. Nah, I didn't say I was paying that. But y'all hit them up on the page, on the event page, to find out about the Platinum VIP packages, man. You can RSVP at 480studiosevent@gmail.com. Put Fourth Quarter, General Admission, VIP, or Platinum in the subject. Don't just send a blank email and don't just send them a, hey, how do I get in? Hey, music provided by Core DJ Hershey, man. The location is at the new 480 studio. That is 4401 Commerce Circle, Atlanta, GA 30336. First thing that I do want to do, I want to congratulate 480. I want to congratulate on the new studio. Being told this is the second largest in Atlanta, you know, and I know how hard, you know, the guys have worked over there, and guys and gals have worked over there for this. So I definitely want to congratulate you. I want to commend you all on your hard work, man. Some things are a long time coming, but when you're working real hard, you already see what's at the end of that trail, so it's really not like working hard. You already know that you done put those prayers up, and you know that they do have a due date on them, and they will come into fruition. So I am definitely glad for the studio. I'm probably more glad than the team about the studio, because I'm going to be all in the studio. Please listen to my demo. Hey, y'all, we got Jules, Talia, and Amber on the line. People trying to hit us up, man. Hey, y'all know the number 646-478-5209. Hey, I said I was going to come back. I'm going to throw this question out there. The energy, I'm going to ask you individually. I'll start with yours. Yourself as an individual, you know, for the amount of energy, for the amount of excitement that goes through all of these communications, how do you yourself keep yourself psyched up? Because we, you know, we got to remember, you know, the show has not debuted yet. The show has not debuted, you know, so, you know, it's still, being shot and everything. How do you keep yourself so excited, keep the energy so high, keep yourself so focused, keep yourself so positive?
Well, I can answer that question easily. It's real for me. It was real from the beginning. So even though it's a show and I'm a character, Destiny is a live person who, you know, has a story that will unfold in this production. But for me, I've embodied her. So when I say that Jennifer Cooper is my best friend, Jennifer Cooper is my best friend, and Talia can tell you that she and I behave just that way. We govern ourselves accordingly. You know, it's not, we're not the actors that just go, yeah, well, we're on the hottest new show, but in real life, we're just, you know, going to, you know, ignore that and then jump in and out. It's not like Hopscotch. So we really live it. We talk almost every day. We meet for lunch. We do everything that the characters do in that story. So when you see us in the role of Destiny Stevens and Jennifer Cooper, it's real. It's not like we just had to fabricate it. So with that being said, easy for me to jump in an email and go, yes, you know, whatever, we're having this show, and then hype, and the hype is real. It's not anything that's forced. So for me, that's the way I've been able to stay motivated and to be able to be a part of something that I believe in so strongly. You know, that's also a driving force for me.
Right. Now I can dig that. We got a call coming in to 678-451. Who we have on the line?
Hey, this is Wardell Ricky too.
What's going on, bro?
I say the character Lance Blue Stevens.
Y'all do not stop blushing and stuff over him. No, don't stop blushing over him on my show. It's all about me, ladies. Don't blush over him on my show.
It's like a family affair going on.
What's going on, bro? How you feeling,
man? What's going on, man? I'm good, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, I am good, man. I'm good. I'm surrounded by positive energy, beautiful people.
Yeah.
What do you feel, man?
I had to call in and give a shout-out to the ladies. I meant to do it on the first part, too, but, you know, I had to call in and shout-out, especially since my wife is on the line. You know what I'm saying?
I love you, baby.
I love you too, honey.
And the plot thickens.
What are you talking about? And for anybody that didn't get the memo, guess who's taking over next week's show? We're going to have the guy taking over next week's show.
So, yes, it is
going down again. It is going down again. And yes, I'm going to pull this one more time because I want y'all to come out and I want y'all to meet. Y'all going to get a chance to mingle with the chairman and the queen. We're going to have Catrice, Buck, Tanya J. Y'all, we're going to have Lawless Entertainment all up and through the building. But you are going to have the full cast. You will get a chance to meet the behind the scenes. You will get a chance to meet the in front of the camera people. And if you're on your business, like you heard the lady say, if you are prepared, that means don't come in and try to show nobody your phone. Talking about, yeah, this is my picture. This is my good picture. No. They said bring your resume. Bring your headshots, man. Y'all can get a chance to be a part of something as grand as this, you know. And it's not something I say while I have the ladies on the radio or anything. This is something I say, off the show and everything, because honestly, you know, the communication, you know, and you'll hear it said so many times, you know, and ladies, you know, I already apologized to the ladies earlier, and I want the same thing for y'all. I don't want nobody to threaten my life and try to reach through the phone. But ladies usually don't get along the way you ladies got along at that photo shoot, and that right there felt good. That felt good for me. That felt good for me personally.
That's a testament. Yeah, that's a testament to let you know that it's meant to be.
Everybody can come
together on one accord and make magic happen. That's a testament right there.
It's like we're all old friends.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I said earlier, it's like y'all go back to the sandbox. You know, because people were having fun. You know, usually, you know, and I don't want to throw no people out there, but I've been involved in other situations where I actually just leave the room, you know, because you can make as much money as you want to make. You can replace all of the things around you except life and time, you know, and I value my time, you know, so when I get involved in something and I feel it's going to be something that I do not want to be around, I remove myself. You know, I'm not going to sit here, you know, with the hoping and the praying and the four-leaf clover and wishing on the sun. I'm not going to do all of that. I don't feel it. I got to go. You know, and I'm sitting back and I'm just sucking it in. You know, I mean, I was fan struck at a minute. I'm not going to lie. I was fan struck at a minute. I mean, Marlo walked up to me, and shout out to my girl Marlo. Marlo walked up to me, you know, like a couple of times, like, hey, TL, you know, go on over there, you know. And I'm, you know, stuck looking like, you know, man, I'm just sucking this in. I'm just sucking this in. They let me in this room with all of these positive, focused, driven people. You know, it's like, man, what did I really do good, you know, do this good in this life to be involved in this right here? Because it wasn't one sour puss. It was not one sour puss in the room. Everybody had fun. They mingled. You know, and I really enjoyed that. And that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to seeing come out in the show. I'm looking to see that energy come out in every episode, because I mean the people really, really enjoy it themselves. And you know, like I said, there's so many moving characters, you know, within, you know, moving stories within the script, you know, and I'm not gonna give away none of the script that y'all got to wait and watch it on TV.
Yay.
Don't be trying to get the bootleg out of my mouth. You ain't getting the bootleg out of my mouth. I was putting out there, Amber. I mean, when you're looking at the script, and you see, you know, so much mobility throughout the script, does that make you nervous, or does it create that intrigue to make you really want to be a part of it?
It makes me really want to be a part of it. But once I did the table read and I met everybody, and I knew a couple people already, it was like instant love. Like I just felt like that it meshed really well, and then it continued to be that way every time we would meet and every time we correspond. And like over Thanksgiving, people were emailing each other and saying, you know, I'm appreciative for you. I thank God for you. And so I think it'll be easy to run with. Talk about improv, you know. And then Jules and oh yeah, they're method actors over there living it. So it's gonna be a great story. I think it will continue to evolve with our lives and our relationships, even outside of the set.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I can strongly see it, because I mean there are so many strong characters, you know, throughout the entirety. Like I said, you know, there are moving parts where you see each individual, you know, each couple, basically with a different story. So, you know, when I read through it, you know, I read it again. I read it like three times, you know, just back to back, you know, because it has like the mind state of you know how you have those movies like the old, what was it, Tale from the Crypt, where they had this story, and then that story went off, and then this story came on, and that story went off, and this story came on. When I'm reading it, you know, that's how I'm seeing it, and it's like, okay, so now how is this going to mesh, you know? And when we got to the table read and I watched how it meshed, it was like, oh, okay. I'm going to throw this one out to Leah. For yourself, and seeing, you know, the same question, just in seeing, you know, the mobility of the stories, you know, do you see that as being, you know, something, you know? And I love to look at, you know, spinoffs. I love to look at the spinoff, you know, aspect of anything, because, I mean, everything good must grow. Everything good must grow.
Right.
You know,
right.
in seeing that, do you see these characters, you know, continuing, you know, to be a strong part of this franchise, you know, just with how much is involved, you know, how many moving pieces is involved in it?
I do, and I think that's a very great question. First of all, I'm up to the challenge as well as these other ladies you had with you this evening, and they're up to the challenge as well. We all are, and we believe we also have a machine behind us, 480 Films, Extreme Films. We have great minds that are willing to take to sit down and put differences, if any, aside, to come together to make something really great happen here. I'm up to the challenge. Just like you said, as you flip through each episode, there's something different being brought to the table. Everyone, every character, every relationship is in their own lane. So I think that, number one, these characters and what their own scenarios are going on, they're strong within themselves. And I think that because they're
strong from the beginning, and you have these strong casts, these actors and actresses, and already from the jump, they're just going to take it to the next level, take it to newer heights. And each week we're going to get stronger. The energy at the beginning right now is going to continue on because everyone is on the same page. That is so important. It's all a testament. It's all a part of what's to come. This is just a small, we're just making a small giant here. If you have not recognized it yet, get with it and stay in tune because it's coming. Like the page. Stay tuned to each one of us, our own, our respective social medias, and you can see how we're checking in. We're doing our roll calls. We're all coming together. We're supporting one another. What we're doing on the outside here, we're going to put that on camera. You're going to see it. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
And we're just going to, we're ready to take it to the next level. December 14th is going down at the 480 Studio, the red carpet launches in. It's going down. We're all going to be there. We're all going to come together, and we're all going to just shine in our own way. So I'm excited. The challenge is here. If you want to see it, stay tuned. Look out. It's going to be on camera 2014. We'll be there.
And December 14th, do our part.
That's what's up.
Yes, December 14th. We can't get enough of that. December 14th is going down. I'm so excited.
That's
I'm just shopping, y'all.
I really want my people to come out. I want them to come out.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I know you hear me, and it sounded like a good general sales job. But, I mean, I am dead serious. Everybody know TL. No, I don't lie. I'm sorry, I ain't got time for it. Okay. But I'm telling you, I mean, this is a very positive group, you know, and I see this really, you know, being a great deal. I see this being big because, you know, in watching, you know, again, the interactions, you know, and reading through the scripts, you know, it is something. It's phenomenal because there are a lot of questions, you know, that I have, just period. You know, like, okay, all right, now what about, how about, what about, you know, and that's the TV I like to watch. That's the TV. I don't like predictability. I don't like it. And this, and reading it and listening to everybody go through was not predictable. There were things that happened, you know, as you read, like, okay, I'm not getting it though. I didn't, you know, you got these questions, and that's the TV I love. I love that figuring out. I'm an old Columbo guy, Barnaby Jones guy. I like that, you know, that who did it, and I don't think you have that, you know, much in a show like this, because again, we're talking about there's romance, you know, there's truth, there's voice, and I mean, the guys are not on, but for anybody to go to the page, you'll see these guys got out in that blistering cold. Them guys played football. Them guys played football. Them guys tried to knock each other to the other side of the doggone city. They got out there. I haven't seen that on a TV show. On the TV show, they use clips of other people playing football. These guys played football. So that's a one-up in itself.
Don't forget, it was 30 degrees outside that night, too.
That's what I'm saying, the blistering cold.
Yes.
I'm still recouping from it. Y'all know Uncle TL ain't as young as he used to be. They wasn't supposed to have me out there freezing like that. Got me out there freezing. But nobody complained because everybody had fun. So y'all want to have fun. Y'all want to have this type of fun. Y'all want to mingle for my people that want to be involved. Again, you have an opportunity to be a part of the cast. You know, you have an opportunity to be a part of this project. You have an opportunity to be there. Come on out to the fourth quarter red carpet event, man. That is December 14th, starting at 8 p.m. And y'all want to make sure y'all are there at 8 p.m. because y'all want to do that meet and greet. Y'all want to meet the behind the scenes, the in front of the camera people. Y'all want to meet the people that make this project happen. Y'all want to get out there and you want to network. You know, anybody that's in business understands it. It's about networking. And I mean, honestly, you know, I got to take my hat off to 480 because we know, you know, this the whole network thing, you know, usually be a shambles. You know, basically people call stuff a networking event, you know, to get you to come on out. But Fort 80 is actually having a networking event to give people the opportunity to be a part. I mean, they've already made the selections and everything, but seeing into the future and understanding more parts to this, to these stories, you know, they're giving people the opportunity to come on out. You're going to meet the people, you're going to have fun, and at the end, we're going to dance. And y'all gonna get a chance to take a picture with the chairman, baby. I'm gonna have my face in the plate. That's right. Look at Tony up in there. We finna get ready to get out of here. I want Jules, I want you to tell them how they can support you, the social medias and all of that good stuff. What can they do? How can they support you?
Okay, I have a personal and an actor page on Facebook. You can just type in my name, Jules Noble. I have YouTube, I have Instagram, I have Twitter. You can find me by just typing it in Google, Jules Noble.
Ooh, look at
her,
y'all.
Google me.
She said Google me.
I didn't want to say Google me, but I just said type it in Google.
Google me, baby. I hear you. That's how you do it, though. Let me tell you. That's
exactly
how you do it. It's all about promotion. I mean, be Kanye, that's cool. I mean, that's cool. As long as you're drawing the buzz, you're getting that buzz, and that attention that, that you're supposed to get, that's all that matters.
She deserves it.
That's what I'm talking about.
She deserves it.
Hey, Amber, are you
going to
tell them to Google you, too?
No. Don't Google me. Google her. Probably got a better history. No, I was saying I Google all my boyfriends or all my people I date. I go on a date.
Uh-oh.
You never know.
Don't Google the chairman. The pictures are not me. I was drunk that night. No, I'm just kidding. I can they support you, Amber?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, how can they support you? What social information can you give them?
Absolutely. Go to 480 Films. If you type in 480 Films on Facebook, you can see all the fourth quarter updates and the link to our page there. And then mine's just Amber Nicole, all one word, Rogers. And fourth quarter, you can also type in. It's just, it's just the number 4, TH, and then quarter. And there's, like, another one that comes up sometimes. It's a restaurant. Just don't click on that. Click on fourth quarter, and you'll see us. And we are going to be live on December 14th at 480 Films on Commerce Road, I think it is. All the information is on
Commerce Circle. Circle. There you go. Talia, last but not least, how can we support you?
Thank you.
You can support Talia Inhill on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, just search in Facebook and the search engine Talia Inhill. I believe the Facebook link itself is facebook.com/ Talia, T-A-L-I-A .H-I-L-L.948, I believe. I'm also very active on Instagram, searching Instagram, the search engine actress, Talia Inhill, and also as well on Twitter at Love Against Fight, and that's Twitter at LoveAgainstFight. Thank you so much for the love, support, and the follow. It's very appreciated. I do follow back. Thank you.
No doubt. Thank you so much.
Hey, I have got to thank y'all again for coming on the show. You know,
thank
I do
you.
Understand. I mean,
thank
and
you.
Keeping up with
yes.
y'all pages, y'all are busy. So, you know, I always appreciate, making that type of time to come on. So I definitely appreciate continued success. You know, I'm going to be right there with y'all. I don't know why I'm talking like after the show go off, I ain't going to see y'all.
I'm going to be right there, man.
Is
Wardell still on the line?
Hold on, let's see if he's still. Yes, he is. Is he? You still on, right, bro?
Aww.
Is he still
he's
on?
Not
no.
there. Oh, there you go.
Because he wasn't there.
My bad. Don't worry about it. He's going to be in the building next week. All right? So don't worry about it, man. Y'all make sure y'all go to Facebook, man. Y'all like the page, first off, the fourth quarter page for the TV show. But go to the event. You know, everybody pretty much that know me in the ATL have been shot that link out. Let me see who we got. We got a 678-334 calling in. Who we got on the line? 678-334. Who we got on the line?
This is Marlo Gardner, producer of the fourth quarter. Hey, ladies.
Hey,
Marlo. Yeah.
Mama Marlo.
What's
you
going
got
on?
Feeling it. This energy is crazy. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Ow.
Hey, listen.
No.
I just want to say,
no.
So, guys, you guys here, but the energy they bring the time, including people, and I just think what's going on with this and this something that hasn't happened before. It's magic. And
right.
In the beginning.
Right.
And if they
right.
come forward to understand, I'm going to air, but we see the light, like eyes, and they as well. It's affection. You think, if you that attachment, please, quarter, meet these people.
Marlo, you sound like you're talking in Morse code.
I know.
You're in a bad area. You're talking in Morse code. But I got it. If y'all ain't getting anything in Morse code.
I'm on my speakerphone because
but you know
I'm having technical difficulties.
Now it's good.
I'm good
you
now.
You good.
Okay.
I speak Morse code, so let me translate for you. I'm going to translate. Y'all know the chairman speak more so. What she said is have your faith in a place on December 14th, 8 p.m. at the fourth quarter red carpet event. Come on out and meet the cast, meet the crew, meet the owners. Get down, mingle with each other. Find out how you can be a part of the show. But most importantly, come out and see what all of the fuss is about, because I know y'all hearing all of this, and I mean, they having fun and everything. Come on out and see what it's all about. I know people are like, man, what's going on? We posting and everything, and yes, it is that serious. To quote Triple H the game, it is that damn good. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm sorry I ain't beat myself, but it is after 9, so I don't think I should have had to beat that. But in case I did, I forgot. Thank y'all for hanging out with us, man. Do not be a stranger. Y'all, I'm going to see y'all. We're going to have some fun. But y'all pick up that phone and y'all call in. I love energy like this. Y'all made me and the queen job easy. I almost just got off the show and let y'all have it.
Anytime.
Hey,
we'll be back.
Hey,
thanks for having
us. Y'all got another caller calling in. Let me get this last caller. You got a 601-381 calling in.
Oh,
Mississippi!
Hello?
Hi.
What's up?
Hey,
girl.
Jules. Thank you so much, just calling from Mississippi.
Oh! Yay!
She got that voice, y'all.
I want to say congratulations to the cast of the fourth quarter.
Oh, thank you. Chairman and Queen, this is my best friend. My best friend.
Hey, best friend, what your name is, girl?
O'Shaughnessy.
What's going on, Shaughnessy? What does this feel?
I've been listening, and I was like, oh, I have to call and congratulate him. Making big moves. I'm sure the show is going to be great. They have some great photos. I saw pictures from the photo shoot on Jules' Instagram page.
No doubt.
Hey, my people are supporting you, Chairman, all the way from Mississippi. That's right. We do it like
yes,
wow.
Congratulations, ladies, and everybody on the crew. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's love.
Thank
you.
Yeah, that's love right there. That's That is love.
That's the
man.
Way we
that
do
is,
it. That's the way we
that,
do it.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be, man. Hey,
you know,
hey,
love
y'all,
you
y'all,
too.
Hey, y'all,
I
make sure
too,
y'all
baby.
Back here next week, man, to mess with the men. The men are going to be on the show next week, so y'all make sure y'all back here, all right?
All right.
Hey, there you go. Hey, Queen, come on, give me the shout-outs. We done had fun on this show, man, and this is why I hate that we 2 hours, man, because I need this to go all night long, man. I love it when the shows are like this. I so love it. Give them shouts out, Queen.
Well, I just want to shout out to my fans. I see my fan page, my Facebook fan page is rocking, so I'm appreciative. And also the other artists that, you know, they're sending me work and, you know, write hooks and getting on hooks and all this work they're sending me, and I'm very grateful and appreciative. So shout out to, you know, to the ones that sent me work this week. I'm so grateful. You know who you are. If you're listening, I appreciate you. But if you want to listen to my music, I am M.E., the Queen of Afro Pop. So you go to my Reverb page, /M.E., that's E-M-E-E. Also, you can go to my SoundCloud page, which is E-M-Q-O-P, which is M.E., Queen of Afro Pop. Also, if you want to tweet me, just tweet me at Queen of Afro Pop. And also, if you want to become a supporter and a fan, fan me at M.E., Queen of Afro Pop. That's Facebook, by the way. And also, you want to look at my pictures, yo, go to my Instagram page. It is M.E. underscore E underscore Queen of Afro Pop. You know what it is, baby. It's Grit Grind Wednesday all over the world, not just United States, not just Atlanta, not just Chicago, all over the world. It's official.
The world, man.
Grit, baby,
the world.
Lawless Radio. That's what it is, baby.
Hey, that's what it is, man. Hey, I got to thank the cast for hanging out, man, with us, man. Again, man, y'all make sure y'all get out, man. Support, meet, greet, and all that stuff, man. Of course, you're going to have the champ. You're going to have the queen. You're going to have all the Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment in the building, man. You get a chance to hang out with the cast. Also, you get a chance to find out how you can become a cast member. So y'all make sure that you go over our Facebook page, man. You'll see it. It's right there. Just type in Lawless Radio for that fact. You can type in the fourth quarter red carpet event. You can also type in the fourth quarter to go to the TV show page. Make sure that you go there and like it. Keep up with the updates. Find out exactly what's going on. This is being shot right here, my AT aliens. This is being shot right here at home in ATL. So find out how you can be involved with something great that's going on in your backyard, front yard, side yard, and other side yard. All right? Hey, man, that's going to be December 14th. It's going to be in the new 480 Studios. That is 4401 Commerce Circle, Atlanta, GA 30336. $20 general admission, man. It's going to get you a couple of drinks, man. And I think that is real good right there, man. You know, getting your admission and your drinks for a dub. Come on, man. My bad. I don't went back to shout on y'all, man. Talking about a dub for $20. Okay. Also, you got a VIP for $25, man. That includes two drinks. Also, you're going to get fed, man. RSVP at 480 Studios event. And that is at Gmail, man. You can also hit to find out about the Platinum VIP packages available, man. Music provided by Core DJ Hershey, man. I definitely want to see y'all in the place, man. I'm going to see y'all back here next week. We are going to have the men of 480 on. I want to send a shout-out to my people out there working airlines, my people that keep them planes in the sky safely, rain, sleet, or snow. Y'all make sure the plane's going. You do it all so well. If nobody else says thank you, if nobody else says they appreciate you, trust and know the chairman does. I want to remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. If the music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, it's not so probably Lawless Entertainment. However, we've been granted broadcasting rights to be a part of this show and every other show on Lawless Radio. Simply go to www.lawlessradio.com. Send a shout-out to my family out there. Toll Freeze, Lewis, stand up. Want to dedicate this to my ladies. Do your thing, girl. It's Lawless, baby. We'll catch you back here. Support your local cover.
Do your thing, girl. Do your thing, girl.
Wanna see your body, do that move. Off in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body, do that move. Off in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
Girl, I got a bad figure body. Byron Bugatti body. Let me take a look at your baby. Come and sit it to the Benz Coupe CL63. You lookin' good, then I'm up. Come and pop bottles of the rosé with me. Nothing thicker than a beautiful figure. You super thicker in the liquor, got me rock star wasted. Let me put you in position. Steady kissing your body, cause I can almost brace it. Erotic, exotic faces. Climax while we changing spaces. Bottles of aces. Run the down your body so I lick and taste it. Cheap folks in different places. In the Bentley, it's a favorite. I gotta open for anything, cause we the perfect team. She off the rack, the left just matter. But the get better when it's always worth. She super soaky, super soaky. For the chatter, hey, forever. Abracadabra.
Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing, do your thing, girl.
She was looking like a model when I rolled up. Put the phantom in part to the hold up. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. That's a pimp from the old school. So the roll up. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to shit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Holding off vitamin sex, so crazy. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When her brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis Stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party. So we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right the back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holler back, do your thing, I'm gone. Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing.
You do.
Do your thing.
Do what you do. Do what you do.
Work your body, girl. Go do what you do.
Do your thing.
Do what you do. Do what you do. Work your body, girl. Go do what you do.